while you are still in the turbulence of these strange times. Nonetheless, you are beginning to see something that we spoke to you about before. You may remember we talked about the breaking up of institutions and darkness on the top, but that small seeds were being planted underneath that you could not see. Well, you are going to be seeing more and more of those seeds now as they grow. And when you do, we want you to remember that this is the power of light. No matter how dark may be the raining, anything, the light will always be stronger. Certainly, we are not looking at perfection, but we are looking at right movement, which is one of the ways that you actually grow light. You grow light through light, right movement. You have all been working and doing such a fine job of how you are with yourselves. And hopefully, most of the communication now is being done in the light. It is not that there will never be a, shall we say, a variation from that from time to time. But you are holding yourselves now in the right place. You are believing in who you are. And you are understanding that the universe believes in you as well. This is sometimes a bit of a strange position, and we will tell you why. When you grew up in a place where perhaps you were not seen or you were not understood, you became accustomed to not being seen and not being understood. It did not feel good, but it certainly felt familiar. And so, rather than challenge it for a long time, and we understand completely how this happens, you simply walked with it. There are some ideas that come out of that that we want to remind you about. When you are not seen or understood by your environment and the people in it, it leads you to believe that you are carrying a kind of darkness. You may not have put it into those words, but for a young one growing up, you must ask yourself the question, why am I not seen and why am I not understood? And of course, there is not a satisfactory answer to that. And there are a multitude of reasons for that. But the danger is that you go through life and continue to have that question, or even to make that question all right, because it is not. In this time when you have in essence been forced in, you are now beginning to see who you are and understand who you are, and because the teachings of light pull you away from judgment about that. We should say that again. You are beginning to see who you are and to understand who you are, and the teachings of light pull the judgment away from that, so that there is actually a safe place for you to know everything about you without being endangered about it. And then when you add in addition to that, the fact that you are becoming aware of how the universe that created you sees you and understands you and embraces you wherever you are, and whatever lesson you are learning, whatever challenges you, you are never without love. And there is a kind of healing that comes with this state, which will change your life. And we understand now that we are still awaiting some of the openings that will show us where we are going where we, what we want to be, what in the world actually supports and matches what we are, who we are, and how we are. And that is an enormous healing. And when we are going to, at some point, look back on our lives and see how much of our lives we lived without that. And it will not be in judgment, but it will be in the realization that we have chosen to heal things that maybe never even felt unfamiliar. But because we decided to speak to ourselves in light, to intuit ourselves in light, to build a heart center in light, what we are seeing now is what we are going to be entering into when we go through this portal. It will be a new world for us, new opportunities. And even when we are perhaps doing some of the same things, it will not be in the same way, because we do not need to diminish who we are, to return to that old place where we are not seen or understood, and where then we actually learned not to see or understand ourselves. We are moving past that. And when we move past that, then the world is going to respond to us differently, and we are going to respond to the world differently. And this is a great thing, a thing for which you have worked very hard, and which this strange, silent time has given you an opportunity to be in that beautiful garden in your heart that you have grown and the universe has blessed. So, we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily, deeply. And know that where your breath goes, love goes. Feel a wind blowing around your body, blowing away the cares of the world, anything that might have caught in your field that you do not wish to carry with you. Give it to the wind. Let it blow away. Feel a golden light above your head and open your crown to receive all the knowing, all the love, all the understanding that the universe is truly anxious to give you. Open the crown and feel the golden light pour into your body. Into your third eye to make you clear and intuitive. Into your throat to make your communication fine and aligned with who you really are. Feel the flow of golden light into your heart center. And let that golden light nurture the garden in your heart. Let it bring healing to any wounds of hurt that you might be carrying. And let it illuminate any dark corner that you might want to see now. Feel the flow of golden light into your solar plexus. And let that light begin to displace all the emotions that you may have been tracking, feeling, whatever they might be. Let that golden light fill that place. And know that where the golden light is, there is room to feel respect for yourself, joy in who you are, love for what you do. Let the golden light flow down into the second center. And let the golden light displace any old judgment or shame that you might be carrying. Feel it removed from your body and your energy. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And let that golden light begin to strengthen the root and begin to make a new pattern of creation, one that will take you through the portal and into your own power and into love. And let the golden light fill your thoughts. Flow down your back, cross your shoulders to take away your burden. Fill your arms and hands so that you do and carry what you love. Let the golden light flow through the trunk and heal you. Flow down your legs and into your feet. And let that golden light spread past your body to make a field that draws to you all that is for your highest good. Move your attention into your heart center and see a path that is full of flowers. See the colors and the beauty of the flowers and walk up that path surrounded by the energy of these beautiful growing things. And find that you are coming to a forest and see the majesty of the trees And as you walk into the forest, see the place where the light cuts through the trees and makes a circle on your path. Step into that light. And fill with it. And become light, lighter, freer. And see that in the light, a gift has been left for you. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, step out of the light and see that there is water nearby to refresh yourself. And be with the water in whatever the best way is for you. And when you come from the water, come down the path of flowers and back into your heart center. Breathe into your heart to balance and to ground. When you've grounded, open your eyes.